The killing of Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe last year by a Minnesota dentist brought a lot of attention to the idea of trophy hunting. Washington is the only state that bans some hunters from bringing their trophies into the country. Now, four other states are considering similar bills. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports that New York and Connecticut are among them.
Connecticut State Senate President Bob Duff was inspired to introduce a bill to ban trophy hunting after he attended a fundraising concert last fall. The concert featured this piece, Fantasy in C Minor, by 21-year-old pianist Christopher Jessup, who wanted to make people aware of the dangers to animals like Cecil the Lion.
I went to the concert, met him and his family. I figured that he had so much passion about it that I should also try and do what I could do.
Duff says this bill, which is called Cecil's Law, is really about making a statement to the rest of the country, since federal lawmakers aren't considering banning trophy hunting.
We really don't want to have these type of trophy animals here in our state. We don't want them coming into the state of Connecticut.
But here's the rub. In order for a ban to fully work in Connecticut, New York must also pass its proposed ban on trophy hunting. That's because New York is a designated entry point for hunting trophies from Africa. Connecticut is not. Michael Harris is with Friends of Animals, an advocacy group that lobbies for trophy hunting laws.
If we were able to get legislation in particular with the New York Port Authority, you would see a pretty major slide in the number of trophies entering into the United States.
4,000 lions, leopards, elephants, and rhinos have come through New York from Africa in the past 10 years. The proposed bills in New York and Connecticut would ban those four animals as trophies. Bob Crook is the head of the Connecticut Sportsmen's Association. He opposes any ban on trophy hunting. He says a ban would actually hurt conservation because of the fees trophy hunters pay to hunt animals in Africa.
These trophy fees go into law enforcement in the African areas in order to prevent poaching. It's a loss to the African nation, and it's a loss to the Connecticut hunters who want to go there.
New York has the power to shut down a lot of trophy hunting traffic in the Northeast, including Connecticut. But if the bill passes, there are other states where hunting trophies can enter the U.S., like Texas and Florida. The only end-all solution, according to animal rights advocates, is a federal ban, which so far has not been raised. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.